The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Recently, we've seen considerable political unrest in the world's newest nation, South Sudan. Having separated from Sudan, South Sudan is going through the turmoil that is natural to any new government. However, having come from the extreme dictatorial-type government of Sudan, some citizens have been going to the other extreme of taking the law into their own hands. Actually, what we're seeing among Sudanese people are the two extremes of the political spectrum. In the totalitarian regime of the North, you have the far right, absolute control by the government over a people. In citizens doing what is right in their own eyes, you have the far left. It's called anarchy. There is no order whatsoever to this last type of government, for indeed, there is no control at all. And if you have to choose between the two, the far right is better, because there has to be order in society for anything to work. Without order, there's no security, no peace. Neither family, nor business, nor education can exist in an atmosphere of anarchy. Not that things are a lot better in a dictatorship. There's still a lot of family and economic and governmental oppression, but it's just a little better than anarchy. But there is something much better on the political spectrum, and it's what the people of South Sudan are attempting. It's located in the middle of the political field, not on the edges. You say, "Oh, Don, I know what it is. It's a democracy. Yes, a democracy." Wrong. It's not a democracy. Regardless of how much you hear that word kicked around now in the news media and in the education realm, it's dead wrong. Our founding fathers did not create a democracy. They did not trust democracy. John Adams said, "There's never yet been a democracy which didn't commit suicide." At the end of the Constitutional Convention, where our Constitution was written, Ben Franklin summed it up. As he was leaving the convention, a lady in the hallway asked him, "Well, Mr. Franklin, what kind of government have you given us, a monarchy or a democracy?" Ben Franklin replied, "Neither, my dear. We have given you a republic, if you can keep it." A republic. That's the balance on the political spectrum. That's the type of government which is in the middle of the political field. Dictatorship means the will of man, one man, is the highest law. Anarchy makes the will of every individual the highest law. A republic founded on the Bible makes the will of God the highest law. That's why our Declaration of Independence said that our right to establish our American Republic rests on the, quote, laws of nature and of nature's God. The great peace and security which Americans have enjoyed in most all their history is the result of the order produced by respect for the law of God revealed in the Bible. How do we know it was Christianity which produced the order which has brought security and prosperity to Americans? Noah Webster, the father of America's original education system, wrote in his history textbook, quote, "The religion which has introduced civil liberty is the religion of Christ and his apostles. To this we owe our free constitutions of government." A Christian republic represents the balance point on the political spectrum. Democracy and anarchy are to the left. Oligarchy, or the rule of a few like our Supreme Court, oligarchy and dictatorship are to the right. The Bible says, "The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.